Today on Vox Talks Economics, how much research does economics publish on race compared to other social sciences? Welcome to Vox Talks Economics from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. Every week we bring you the best, the most interesting and the most surprising new research in the subject. My name is Tim Phillips. Has economics given enough attention to racial justice? Well, Black Lives Matter has encouraged all of us to question our assumptions and maybe our biases. And for economists, an obvious first step is to research and publish on the causes and consequences of racial inequality. Well, given that, how do economics journals compare historically to sociology and political science in the attention they've given to this topic? A new paper provides the answers, and Imran Razul of UCL and CEPR is one of the authors. Imran, welcome back to Vox Talks.
Thank you, Tim, for inviting me here today. It's a pleasure to be here as ever.
You've made a simple comparison in this paper. How much space in journals in these three disciplines has been given to race-related research? Why this question? And why these three disciplines?
2020 will go down in history as a momentous year for many reasons. Most obviously the global pandemic, but as you mentioned in your introduction, it's also a year in which issues of racial justice and racial inequalities rose to the top of the political debate in the UK and the US, amongst other countries. So understanding the causes and consequences of large and persistent differences in economic opportunity and outcomes between racial and ethnic groups is clearly an issue of great public and political salience. And there are many different viewpoints on the nature of the problem and what role public policy has to play to mitigate these differences. Social scientists, including economists, have the potential to inform this debate. And so our viewpoint was the extent to which they can do so partly depends on the published research in those fields on this topic. And our analysis is an attempt to measure the volume of race-related research in economics in comparison to these other disciplines. So as you stated in your introduction, the ability of economists to help inform the policy debate depends on that body of research we have to draw on. But it's not always the case that economists can only comment on policy issues when there is a body of research to back them up. Think about other very fast-moving social changes, such as the pandemic, where economists have also used tools of economic analysis to highlight potential trade-offs that society faces. But racial inequalities are not some new challenge that society is facing. These differences are long-standing, and racial inequalities occur across many, many aspects of economic life. From vulnerabilities in the labor market, the ability to hold savings and wealth, the quality of housing, differences in underlying health, and potentially even differences in trust in the state. So in this project, we're going to try to measure the volume of race-related research in economics in comparison with two other disciplines in social science, political science and sociology. We chose those disciplines partly because they're closely related in terms of methodology, and also because the study of race and ethnicity might be viewed as quite central in those disciplines.
So for this project, when does your working sample of papers start? I mean, if you look back in the literature a long time, go back 100 years, then economists were very interested in publishing on race-related topics. But that's something we perhaps prefer to forget, because a lot of that was about eugenics, wasn't it? So when do you start on this research?
Okay, so our approach is to construct a corpus of published research in these disciplines, drawing on various databases, including JSTOR and Web of Science. And we use those because those provide details on papers in terms of their date of publication, details on their abstract and titles and so on and so forth. So it's right, those databases go back, actually some of them go back to the 1880s. But we're going to focus our analysis on research that's published between 1960 and 2020. That sample across these three disciplines covers over 500,000 published articles. Just under half of those are in economics. And amongst economics published research, we're able to count publications in more than 330 different journals. So that's a fairly comprehensive coverage of the discipline, although we don't cover published books and other types of academic outlet.
And how are you counting these? How do you work out in all of these hundreds of thousands of publications whether they are race-related research?
We decided to take an algorithmic approach to classify a particular article as being race-related or not. So this algorithm works by identifying articles essentially along two dimensions. The first is whether they mention a particular racial or ethnic group in their title or abstract. So using words like African-American, person of color, and so on and so forth, or whether they mention a race-related topic of study. So words like discrimination, prejudice, stereotype. And we classify those topics into five broad categories related to discrimination, inequality, diversity, identity, and historical issues. By combining information on both the groups that are being studied and the nature of the topic that's being studied, that we take a first pass at classifying an article as being race-related or not.
How comparable can this be across the three disciplines? Because I imagine that they each have their own individual jargon for discussing topics like this.
Absolutely. So no algorithm will be perfect. In fact, if we were to do this just by hand and the two of us were to read the same paper, we might come to different conclusions about whether it was truly race-related or not. So our reliance on this lexicon, which contains a long list of group and topic-related keywords, is somewhat central. Although there's a couple of important points to make about sort of our approach. The first is the keywords that we're using are very much sort of economics-focused topics. They come from a sort of our own knowledge of our own discipline. So to the extent that other disciplines conduct race-related research that would use other keywords that aren't prominent in economics, we're typically going to underestimate the volume of race-related research conducted in these other disciplines. In addition, we do have some basic checks built into the algorithm. So we exclude terms such as black market, black swan, and so on and so forth, essentially to try to reduce the rate of false positives. And in the paper, we go on to show the robustness of our findings to small changes in the definition of either groups or topics that we use. That there may well be some other research in economics, predominantly theoretical research, that uses more abstract terms to study differences between groups, where those groups might be classified as a red group and a blue group. That research may well be very relevant for the understanding of differences across races and ethnicities, but our algorithm is not going to be well suited to pick up those more abstract types of study. The use of our algorithm, although it's narrowly focused around economics, is still going to be informative of the extent to which economists have conducted this type of work, how it's changed over time, and how it compares to other disciplines.
So, top line results, how does economics compare with the other two disciplines in the attention that is given to race-related research?
Okay, so to start with, let me emphasize that economics produces more published research than these other disciplines across all of its topics. Mm-hmm. Since 1960, the volume of economics research has always been greater than the number of papers published in political science, and economics overtook sociology in the mid-1980s. So today there are around about 6,000 papers published annually across these economics journals. There's something closer to 4,000 published articles, either in sociology or political science. So we have a greater volume of research output, and in a sense that might be another reason why economics could be potentially influential in policy debates. But despite this greater volume of research, economics lags behind both sociology and political science in the absolute number of race-related articles that are published. And therefore, as a result, we have a lower share of research articles that are race-related. The share of articles in economics that are race-related is around about 2% across all of these journals. And that hasn't changed much over all of these decades that we're studying since the 1960s. In political science, the share has been around 4% since the mid-1990s, so double that of economics. While in sociology, it's been above 6% since the 1960s, and actually in the most recent decade rises to over 12%. Again, this is based on our classification, which will tend to undercount research in those other disciplines.
Well, that's a big gap, isn't it? And it's getting wider over time.
That's right. One way to summarize this is to say, look, let's just do the cumulative count of the total number of race-related publications in economics and these other disciplines. By 2020, that total volume of research in economics that's race-related is at the same level that political science reached in 2014 and where sociology reached in 1996. So that's all despite some of our lexicon being economics focused. There is potentially a decades-long gap between the volume of race-related research that economists have conducted vis-a-vis sociology, for example.
Now, economics is unusual because economists are very focused on what we call the top five journals. They tend to be very influential in setting the discourse in economics. Is the problem bigger or smaller for the top five?
So here the news is slightly more positive. So we did conduct a separate analysis for these top five economics journals. And as you said, these are particularly important to look at because they represent what's considered general interest. They're going to reflect the views of leading scholars, editors, and referees. And in addition, these papers are very highly cited. So in a sense, set the direction and tone for later research. So amongst those top five journals, we do see somewhat of a structural break in the number of race-related articles that are published, occurring somewhere around 2000, with a steady sort of drift upwards in the absolute number of articles being published in those journals since 2000. If we're looking at the share of publications in the top five that are race-related, that's slightly higher than the profession as a whole, and is slightly trending upwards. So that might suggest that the profession is moving to create greater incentives and greater recognition for this work. It's a slow process, but it seems to be starting somewhat in those top five journals.
So why has economics been left behind? Is it because there was that definition in labour economics research, certainly, that race discrimination and racism was a question of taste, distaste for other races that maybe limited research, or is it something else?
That's the million-dollar question here. So let me start by saying, you know, ours is a positive analysis describing what is. It's not a normative analysis of saying what should be. In fact, I don't think there's any easy way for us to say what should be the share of race-related research. Is 2% too high or too low or just about right? Our analysis simply shows that given our definition, how this share has changed over time and how it compares to these other disciplines. And so one reaction might be, look, these gaps purely reflect the nature of the disciplines and there's no need for any action. But if we do view these numbers as potentially indicating that economists could and do need to pay more attention to these issues, then it's natural to come back to your question and say, why haven't we done so already? And that might give us an inkling on how things could change. So on that, I think there are potentially two broad reasons, one related to the methodology of economics that you mentioned, and the other related more to the recruitment and retention of talent in the economics profession and its ability to have a diverse set of individuals actually conducting this research. So on that first issue related to sort of the methodology of economics, economists are typically going to view group differences as arising from differences in characteristics, constraints, choices, or discrimination. And since Gary Becker's seminal work on that topic in the 1950s, discrimination can be viewed as taste-based. It could be viewed as a form of statistical discrimination or stereotyping. And the most recent wave of literature often thinks of this as being driven by some psychological traits. So some of these approaches actually view discriminatory behavior as being malleable, being subject to change and influence, say through individuals going through training, through particular experiences that individuals have, through contacts with others and so on and so forth. So a lot of this work seems to suggest that we don't need to take discrimination and prejudice as given. It's not something we have to learn to live with. There are policy interventions that can change the behavior of discriminators. Yet a lot of this research does then emphasize the motives of the discriminator, and perhaps less emphasis has been placed on the impacts on those being discriminated against. And I think economists have started to become more aware, for example, of policies that might have unintentionally disproportionate impacts on minority groups, say because minorities are concentrated in some parts of the country or concentrated in certain occupations. And so I think that's a rich agenda to understand that policies may have indirect impacts, positive and negative, on inequality between and potentially even within groups as well. So in some of our ongoing work, we're trying to better understand the kinds of topics that other disciplines have studied within race-related research to try to get a finer picture of where economists seem to be focused and whether there are new areas and new types of questions that are amenable to economics methodology and that are relevant for our understanding of economic outcomes. On the second issue, there's been much discussion about the potential lack of diversity in the economics profession. And of course, the nature of individuals involved in the discipline might well reflect the work that then gets studied by economists. And that's something that, as I mentioned, we're trying to examine in a little bit more detail in ongoing work. But there are also some other excellent papers discussing how to promote diversity in the profession. And organizations like the Royal Economic Society, the European Economic Association, and the American Economic Association all have initiatives in place to improve the representation of minorities in the discipline. That will presumably always, you know, potentially feed through into the nature of research that then is conducted.
Do you get the impression that journal editors see this as a problem that they should be looking at, something that can be fixed and it's their responsibility to fix it? I was looking in preparation for this conversation on some of the bulletin boards for their reaction to Black Lives Matter. And of course, these are younger economists still in training that didn't give me very much encouragement. So I was hoping that perhaps higher up that there is an agenda being set that's more positive.
Absolutely. I think you're seeing that in the data in terms of the trend, say in the top journals, that just the nature of discussion that's occurring within societies, within departments, and more broadly in the discipline as a whole. The concern certainly stems far wider than journal editors. You know, ultimately, it relates fundamentally to how much we as economists want to contribute to tackling some of the big social and economic issues of our time. Inequality and group-based differences are amongst those challenges. And so from a personal point of view, I passionately believe that economics can be a force for social good. And I think, you know, despite what you might see out there on some forum, I think many others share that view and are, you know, doing their part to take constructive steps to improve both the climate and, you know, and what we're interested in as economists. But for this discipline to really match its potential in terms of what it could potentially contribute to our understanding and solutions to some of these issues, it's going to take all of us, individuals, journal editors, departments and societies, to work together towards this aim. But I'm positive and optimistic that we can start a conversation to do that.
Specifically, what do you think that they could do right now to make a difference?
So I think there is some better reflection on the nature of the problem. Hopefully, you know, the work that we're contributing is helping to quantify how far behind and how different economists are in terms of the nature of what they're studying. But as I mentioned before, some of these other initiatives that departments and societies are engaged in to try to attract and retain the best talent in the discipline are going to be very important. And that really stems from the wider public and young people having an appreciation that economists are interested in these topics. We do have the tools to analyze them, and we can use those tools constructively to come up with policy recommendations to how to make things better for all of us.
Well, let's hope that we begin to catch up with some of the other disciplines. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
If you want to read this paper, the number is DP16115 at the CEPR. It's called Race-Related Research in Economics and Other Social Sciences. And the authors are Arun Advani, Elliot Ash, David Kai, and Imran Razul. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. Every week we are bringing you the most important latest research. If you want to know what you're going to be reading in journals 18 months from now, well, listen to Vox Talks today. And there's 12 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.